Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour here on the DJV program, I, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We talk about life, relationships, mental health challenges, all of the challenges, including how do we take... People ask me, what do you do during the breaks? When there's a commercial on or when the news is on, what's actually going on behind the scenes? Well, for me, I'm eating fruit and yogurt. I've had the last couple of days the most delicious Maine blueberries that I think I've ever had. They're just fabulous this year, even though it's been kind of dry. Some of the great fruit that is around. Hopefully you're enjoying that. Meanwhile, the ladies have their nails done, get their hair fixed
right
up.
No, we can't. That's Nancy Pelosi.
That's Nancy Pelosi, right. Yeah.
I can't. I've got cuticles, calluses, and roots.
Really? And are you having a problem with Benadryl?
No, actually, this is really serious. If you haven't heard, you will probably hear over the next few days about the Benadryl challenge. And this is something new. We've heard about these. Remember the Tide Pod challenge?
Tide Pods. Right. Yeah.
This is really, really scary stuff. And actually, a teen, it's believed, died from this. And it's all happening on TikTok. So the Benadryl challenge, if you haven't heard, is the social media fad on TikTok that it basically coaxes participants to take several doses of Benadryl to the point that the person trips out or hallucinates and does it on camera. Now, the Benadryl challenge actually claimed the life of a 15-year-old Oklahoma teen last week and has hospitalized at least three teenagers in Texas back in May, according to reports. According to an emergency room physician who, I guess, has just looked at this fad and the dangers of it, he said, I would say the Benadryl challenge may look fun, but it could be deadly. It's dangerous and potentially lethal. Now, a normal dose of Benadryl is safe. We've all probably taken it. But in an overdose, Benadryl can actually cause the heart to beat irregularly, which would eventually lead it to stopping.
Well, what is Benadryl used for normally? In my world, it has a couple of allergies.
I mean, I would say I've taken it before for allergies. I just get really tired. Yeah. So for me, I've switched to Zyrtec, which I have to take every day. But Benadryl is certainly still available. But it can lead to taken in large doses, it can lead to your heart stopping. It can cause seizures, extreme drowsiness, which, by the way, could be fatal when combined. When you have a seizure and you're very tired, that's a really big problem. And so a lot of doctors are now saying that these kids don't realize what they're doing. They think that it's safe because it's over-the-counter medication. But the risk of kids dying from heart attack, from all of this is really high. And that's because when you overdose on something, they give you charcoal, basically, to try to get it out of your system.
Yeah.
And when you actually have to be with it, though, for them to be able to administer the drug, and because Benadryl causes such extreme drowsiness, these kids are dying, and there's nothing the doctors can do but sit there and watch. And
can't pump it out of your system? Or it gets into the blood system so fast?
Yeah, the only thing that's effective is charcoal, and charcoal can only be administered if the patient is, like, lucid. So I don't know. It's really tough, and this is something that, unfortunately, is sweeping TikTok. And how many kids? I mean, obviously, is it going to be celebrated on TikTok that a teen died from this, or are they going to ignore that and instead watch people hallucinate until someone else dies again? I mean, this, I don't know. I don't know what gets into people when they do
stuff. Why would you want to,
so
do
dumb.
So much harm to yourself? Really? Woof. That is serious stuff. The idea of getting a flu shot, speaking of taking things, a lot of questions about flu shots. When should you get your flu shot? Those people who are considering doing it, that doesn't include Victoria or me. Jennifer, I'm still not sure whether you're getting a flu shot, whether you've made up your mind to get a flu shot, or whether you're going to pass.
I typically don't get the flu shot. This year, unless they can sell me on why I should, I probably wouldn't get it. But, well, you know, we're hearing about in California now is the twindemic, that you can get flu and coronavirus at the same time. So
that's the reason that a lot of doctors are saying that people should get a flu shot this year, so that if you get the flu and coronavirus, it's almost impossible to fight off both at one time. That's what I've been hearing a lot of doctors, family, friends, doctors on TV. I've heard a lot of doctors saying that. I don't know. Is it enough to persuade me to get one? I don't know yet. I really don't.
No, I'm not going to get one. But I'm interested in the hygienic practices that all of us have decided we ought to be following. I think we as a group, the three of us, are using masks, and we're, you know, where we can, where it's possible, where it makes sense. I was at the grocery store last night, and you know, you can stay 6 feet behind people in the line to pay for stuff. That's not a big deal. In most circumstances, unless you're in an airplane or... You know, if when outdoor or indoor events now come back, what are they going to do for basketball games or for football? Or when you're in a stand, are they going to separate everybody by a seat? If they get people, is that going to be the first step in?
They won't be able to make enough money. I talked to my friend who works for a theater in Los Angeles, the Pantages Theater. It's beautiful. Yeah. And he said, you know, I just don't know when theater is going to ever come back, because the problem is that they can't, even if they opened, are people going to want to sit next to each other? So I asked him the question, at what percentage full, you know, how full does the theater have to be for the theater to even break even or make money, which is what they would need to do to open up? And he said the number is 85%. So you'd have to have 85% occupancy in a theater for them to break even or make money. And how can you do that with social distancing? I mean, you just can't do it.
I would imagine that Broadway theaters are probably the same, right? The same margins would apply.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, they're very similar in size.
Right. So I'm looking at a number of infectious disease specialists. I'm going to ask both Dr. Jack. Well, Jack's going to tell you not to get a shot, so there's not much sense in asking that. Ken will tell you to get a shot, but I haven't asked him yet. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we have two doctors who are on this program. They are different in philosophy, but they both have agreed that COVID is on the way out. We've seen the worst of it, the way worst of it. But still, Ken will tell you, but he does every year, I get a flu shot. This year, a lot of these folks who are primary care physicians, like the lady that I have as my new primary care physician, she told me to get a flu shot, and then she looked at me and says, you're not going to get a flu shot, are you? I said, no, but I appreciate your your suggesting it. But the Center for Disease Control says getting a flu shot this month is something, if you get the flu shot now, it'll last into springtime, because the flu ramps up in the fall as the weather begins to diminish, and by mid-late October, that sort of thing, certainly in the northern part of the country. After you get the flu shot, remember, it takes about 2 weeks to build up the antibodies in your body. So if you're the possessor of a strong immune system, you already have the antibodies built up. Getting vaccinated now, though, if you don't have them, if you eat poorly and you don't take care of yourself, you don't exercise, you don't condition yourself, if you get the flu shot now, you will have enough time to build up immunity that will last through the worst months, i.e. November, December, January, February, and March. So the flu vaccine gives you about 6 months of coverage. The thing that they don't explain is that this flu, this year, the flu shot, when asked, is it going to cover the flu, not the COVID, but the flu, the regular flu, and they always look kind of blank because they don't know, because the flu, just every
they
year.
They usually don't know until, like, after it's over, and then they say, oh, well, it was only 40% effective.
Yeah,
or
right, exactly.
Last year, I think, was sort of an epic low, right, for how effective it was.
But if you're 65 or older, this is for Fancy Nancy. I don't know whether
she's big on the flu shot. She gets it every year, the senior citizen one, yeah.
Okay, all right. So would she go to the Senior Citizen Center and get it done? Or she
I don't know. Go to Rite Aid or CVS. I mean, every pharmacy gives them out.
Right. Yep, they do. So, but very important, especially with COVID, and if you have compromised systems, you're in your 70s or your 80s or whatever, probably not a bad idea, unless you have done a good job of having a good foundation, a good strong body, then you don't have to worry about it. I think seniors, when you can ask for a regular dose or a high dose. I don't know what's in the high dose vaccine.
I think the senior dose is actually lower.
Oh, is it?
My mom and I were talking about it. Yeah, I think the senior dose is it's a different formulation, and I think it's actually a lower concentration.
So
because
the question,
if you're a senior, you're more at risk to reacting to the vaccine or something like that. Dr. Ken could explain
Ken
that.
Let's make sure we ask him that. The folks who are in the seat at Lucky Charms are the focus of our clip of the day today at the DJV Show website. Lucky Charms, we had a conversation yesterday selling bags of its magical marshmallows. So that led the three of us to discuss our favorite snack foods. And you'll be curious to hear us try to identify what the 10 Lucky Charms are. And as you might expect, Jennifer and Victoria failed miserably.
What? That was all Jen. Killed it.
You didn't come
all
up with
a
unicorn.
All I knew was the four-leaf clover. The only one I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know was the unicorn because that's new. That's like cheating. That's like for young people. Really? I haven't had a box of Lucky Charms in these hot hands for a long time.
All right, so enjoy the clip of the day because it sounds a lot like what is going on right now. You can hear the whole thing and the whole show every day, all day. The clips and the show at djvshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Yeah. With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Am I not the only one who thinks that?
Actually, we're not. It picks up, and she
does
has redone. Yeah, it is really good, actually.
Okay.
She's all redone right. Billie Eilish's My Future, so it sounds completely different from Billie's.
So we're going to fast forward this a little bit. How long? Push the button, Phil, and fast forward this a little bit. Miley Cyrus.
That was a good sound effect. There we go.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah. It is. It is really good, actually.
How thrash though is her voice? This girl is not even 30 yet, but she sounded like this when she was Hannah Montana.
I know, but it's just like, I mean, it's gotten worse. I think not worse. I always liked the rasp.
Was smoking and pot to your voice?
I don't know. I like the rasp. I like the raspy sound of people, but her rasp has really pushed on. I can't imagine what she'll sound like in 10 more years.
Yeah. Wow. This was taken from the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge recording this week. It's not the usual Live Lounge because of COVID. She and her band picked a warmly lit stage for their performance, which fit the vibe of this cover, across between a 70s rock ballad and sort of a jazzy lounge tune. I think we get that from listening to this. It does get better. The end is awful. And that's the thing. Any radio student will tell you, if people punch a button and they hear a song or they hear a conversation on the air within 30 seconds or less, if they don't like what they heard, they just hit the button and go somewhere else. So I wonder if that wouldn't be the case if you were listening to this song from the beginning. Would you just say, oh, that's terrible, like we did?
Well, the original Billie Eilish version of this song, which is her song, it sounds so, so different. So yeah. I give props to Miley. Miley does a lot of cover songs, and I really like how she reinterprets songs. I mean, for me, because I love the song anyway, like, I don't hate on this, but, if you guys don't like it.
All right, so here's... Here's her version of Midnight Sky.
This is her new thing.
To be fair, I'm not a huge fan of Billie Eilish either, so...
No, neither am I of either one of them, yeah.
It's very dark.
Either of them sing to me, but that's okay.
I mean, I like Miley's voice, and I like some of her music, and I do like the way she covers songs. It's not... Yeah. This isn't a hate on Miley. I'm just surprised how gravelly her voice is getting as she matures. And truly, I mean it. What is she going to sound like when she's 40? It's crazy.
Well, Well, very this song, Midnight Sky, marks her first new music. Yeah, it sounds like Stevie Nicks. Want to crack it up, Phil, for a second? Now, Stevie has a little bit of gravel in her voice, doesn't she now? More than she did when she was younger.
Yeah, she did when she was younger, too.
She had a lot of drug issues as well for a while.
But her natural voice, when Stevie, long before drugs had anything to do with Stevie's voice, she always had, like Miley. Miley was a kid as Hannah Montana and sounded like this.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Cyrus says the EP would be the first of three six-song EPs, which together would comprise a new album called She's Miley Cyrus. That project, however, has not materialized yet, partially delayed because she had tonsillitis last year, right? Had to have vocal surgery. So I would have thought she had to give her voice a long rest before she went back into it.
Oh, she did. She had to cancel a bunch of performances, and she was on vocal silence for a while.
All right, next up, musically, here on the DJV show with Jennifer
Victoria. It'd be like a death sentence for Doug.
Doug, right. Katy Perry, who I come kind of alike for whatever the reason. She's dropped an animated music video for Resilient, latest from her album Smile, which came out last Friday. The video shows the life cycle of a tree growing on a city block from its start as a single seed in a bird's droppings to a fully grown plant. How many of you know that's where most of the seeds, if you go to an open field and sometimes you see little trees growing, it's because, not because the wind blew, but because the birds pooped. They'd eaten the seed from the tree and they'd drop their poop in the field, and that's how it starts.
Did not know that.
All right, 29 after the hour. This is the DJV program, music portion.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabedon and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
How to stay safe in the digital age. If you haven't noticed, the fraudsters out there have gotten very good and quite tricky. Robert Capps is VP of New Data Digital Security, and we asked him what the fraudsters are targeting.
A lot of this high-risk traffic that we're seeing is related to account takeover fraud. We still see a lot of data breaches on a daily basis. Some make the news, some don't. But regardless, the data is getting into the hands of fraudsters who are using it to try and compromise legitimate consumer accounts. In most industries, we're seeing that better than 95% of the attack traffic against those organizations, like your bank or your retailer, are account takeover fraud, attempts to use username and passwords that were stolen in a different breach to access your legitimate account.
More is at newdatasecurity.com. That's NUdatasecurity.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signed a memorandum late Wednesday ordering a review of federal funds to certain state and local governments that are permitting anarchy, violence, and destruction of American cities.
The folks that are funding this, I think, are going to wake up on November 4th and sadly for them, realize that these efforts have backfired. Americans are sick and tired of this violence.
Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck speaking there on Fox News. The CDC is giving notice to states to be on the ready for a coronavirus vaccine come November. The agency's director has repeatedly advised governors to put their permit applications. A number of vaccines are currently in phase 3 trials. Folks in Arizona, California, and Nevada are preparing for a heat wave this Labor Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
20 Republican senators and 71 House Republicans want the Food and Drug Administration to ban a drug known as RU486. That drug ends pregnancies up to 10 weeks after conception. The number of youth voters in battleground states who say they definitely plan on voting in the November election jumped 77% in August. That's according to a new poll released by the progressive group Next Gen America. The poll found 77% of registered voters aged 18 to 35 across 13 battleground states said they definitely will vote in the upcoming election. That's a 7-point increase from the same poll in July. Today is the 75th anniversary of VJ Day. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
75 years ago today, September 2nd, 1945, World War II came to an official end, 6 years and a day after it began, as Japan formally surrendered. General Douglas MacArthur represented the Allies aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay as the papers were signed.
I now invite the representatives of the Emperor of Japan and the Japanese government and the Japanese Imperial General Headquarters to sign the instrument of surrender at the places indicated.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now 34.
Yeah.
Sure, that one. 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. See, what's happening, folks, behind the scenes, you don't know this, but every day Jennifer and Victoria are sending things to me to try to get me, you know, just kind of bump me off so they can take over the program.
Yeah, totally.
What are we sending you? Cyanide? Like, what are you putting? Really?
Yeah.
Clearly there are trained assassins outside of
right.
our window.
That's right.
We took the time to hire just to knock off the D of our JV show.
That's it. So that would be the JV. Like the junior varsity.
The junior varsity.
Show.
That's about junior right, actually.
I will tell you, ladies, every day I fall more in love with the two of you because you're so, just so. It's so. It's just so. And I like it. It's. I'm surprised, actually. We had a conversation with our new consultant yesterday. The relaxation that we feel together is something that's noticeable to the consultant, which I think is kind of a good thing. This program, and I say this proudly, not like I was sticking out my chest and, you know, beating it because it's better than everything else. Of course, I'm going to say that because it's my program with these ladies. We all are going to say this is better than anything else. But it happens that apparently it is in many different arenas. So we love that. And thank you for support. A lot of people listening to our podcast, which is cool. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, speaking of listening to a podcast, is Vin Scully doing a podcast? Is he on social media? What is Vin Scully, for those of you who in the world doesn't know Vin? Does anybody not know who Vin, do you think, is anybody there?
Well, until I joined this show, I didn't know who he was, but I'm not
really
a baseball fan. I don't follow baseball.
Okay.
So if you don't follow baseball. Well, he didn't reach my beyond, so.
You know what I think it is? I think people who are either super into the radio industry growing up, because he had a big role in that, I think it's people who are from California, certainly. He's such an icon around here. And then, obviously, people who are into baseball. I mean, I've said this before, Vin Scully, I can't even think about losing him, because as
he's 88
person,
now, right? 89? How old is he?
92.
Oh, 92.
92?
Right. Yeah, he's 92.
God,
and still very, very functional and with it. But his voice is like honey. There's no other way to describe it. As
sweet
someone
voice.
Who is, I feel like I listen to a lot of voices every day in my headphones, and he is just, his voice is honey. And of anybody in my life, it's my parents and Vin Scully that I've listened to for the longest amount of time. I mean, since I was born, I've listened to the voice of Vin Scully. So, I don't know. He's really a treasure.
And I don't take offense to that, because you didn't start listening to me till you were a teenager.
That's right.
You're not old enough. Take that as a compliment. You're not 92 years old. But anyway, so the story, though, is that Vin Scully is now, for the first time, at the ripe young age of 92. He is now starting on Twitter and Instagram, and he will have a Facebook account that's going to launch in October. And he is going to share his observations, his stories, anything else that is happening in the 2020 MLB season. And you can follow him on Facebook at Vin Scully, on Twitter, The Vin Scully, and Instagram is also at The Vin Scully. So a lot of fans, I think, are you know, like Jen said, he's a broadcasting legend, and he still loves his Dodgers, so he said he is going to use the digital space to give his take on the Dodgers, baseball in general, whatever crosses his mind, but I think mostly it'll be kind of Dodgers and baseball-centric.
Vin on the Boys of Summer. That's really.
And you know, he made news
music
this week also, because he started an auction, an online auction, to get rid of all of his stuff. I mean, he's golfed with presidents. Yeah, these golf clubs that he used to golf with George H.W. Bush years ago. He's got golden microphones, all of this stuff that's being auctioned off. And I thought it was all going to be online. And I got to say, I went through and perused some of the items. I'm like, oh, finally, a great gift for my dad, right, for his birthday or Christmas, because we're such fans. But then I found out they're going live, so there's no way to win, I think, at a live auction, at least on my budget. But
you mean in terms of bidding online?
I thought it was going to be an all online auction, and so I thought, okay, well, I can kind of monitor the bets and do it. But once it goes to a live auction, people are going to spend a lot of money, I think, on live auction items, especially with high quality memorabilia like Vin Scully. So I thought, well, this probably priced me out. Sorry, Dad. But
May he was voted as the biggest sports icon in LA history.
Oh yeah,
and he
for
did
sure.
67 seasons for the Dodgers.
We're really blessed. We had Vin Scully for baseball, Chick Hearn for basketball, and Bob Miller for hockey. And
I couldn't even tell you anybody in the New York area that I know. And I'm sure, you know, the New York, New Jersey area, we've
Kurt Gowdy,
teams,
Johnny Most, Havlicek stole the ball! Yeah, that kind of stuff. They were all the guys in Boston were hometown. Supposedly the best of all these, all the announcers, the play-by-play people, are not supposed to be bias toward the team that they're working for, but that
we call them homers.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, Johnny Most was a homer. So was Kurt Gowdy. Johnny Most never did anything but basketball in Boston and was famous. Like Vin Scully is around the world for the Dodgers, and then Kurt Gowdy, who did all the Boston teams at one time, became a national figure in terms of play-by-play. I don't think there's anybody except for John Miller who's around now that has the kind of reputation, the kind of, bona fides. Most of the people that are doing it are pretty Casper Milquetoasty. They don't stick. Their voices and their names don't stick. You know, like in the good old days.
Bob Uecker is still, isn't he?
Uecker is still doing Milwaukee, yes.
Yeah, he's
that's
great.
True. He's 82, 83, somewhere in that vicinity, and still has the same wry sense of humor. He's just a funny son of a gun. He just is. And his voice, where you said Vin Scully sounds so smooth, when you listen to Uecker, his voice sounds like he's funny. Like, you expect every word to come out of his mouth to be funny. And it kind of is, although he's a very good, serious broadcaster when it comes to baseball and has been doing it, I want to say, 39 or 40 years for the...
Bob Uecker?
Yeah. I think he's been...
1971 is when he
71,
started.
So good Lord.
Yep, and he's 86 years old. Yep.
That's 50... That's 49 years. 50 yeah. years next year. And that's a, there's a record in that, too. He and Vin Scully. Cool. All right, next up on the Hit Parade here is something that Mexico is doing that we all will agree with, and it isn't, I'm not going to say it's about time, it's just good that they're falling in line, and it's interesting that it's in Mexico that doesn't usually take a strong position like this, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. So glyphosate, which is the chemical in Roundup, that's the active ingredient in Roundup, which has been banned in Europe for a long time. Europe is so far ahead of us in terms of banning harmful chemicals, whether it's in cosmetics for women or skincare or for, you know, environmental purposes. And so now Mexico's Secretary of Environment and Natural Resources issued a press release. This started last November, actually. They were talking about banning the future imports of the pesticide glyphosate, citing scientific evidence that it's toxic to human health and environment. Well, duh. I don't know why we don't get that way in America. So, this, you know, the lobby, Monsanto, is too important, I guess.
And, lawyers and money, yeah.
So they found that during the review that Mexico went through, they found that glyphosate was linked to an increased risk of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which we also know here, but we don't do anything about it. And so
it's like smoking, Victoria. We know that smoking kills people, but we don't do anything about it.
But smoking I consider to be, it is terrible for you. But I do consider that to be different because people are addicted to it. We're not addicted to glyphosate. We don't have to overcome an addiction. We have a monetary addiction to it, but we don't need, there's no need for it. I do consider it to be different, but the announcement also comes with at the end of July, they firmed up this deal in Mexico that by 2024, they will eliminate all glyphosate. Nothing that is imported into Mexico will be allowed to this pesticide on it. Yeah.
No foods. That's a, that's a huge, because they import a lot of stuff from America.
It's going to have an impact.
Yeah, it is going to have
an impact. And maybe that will finally be the tipping point for Americans to get rid of.
One of the things, the personal side of this, ladies, is that this company, now it's Bayer, the company originally that made the gas for the chambers in Germany in World War II. It's a German company, bought Monsanto about 3, maybe 4 years ago. And they've been fighting off all of these lawsuits, thousands, tens of thousands, in fact, of lawsuits against the company because of the damage that's done by Roundup. But as it really turns out, and this is what makes it so difficult for people to believe certain things, you know, what is the truth? In this case, lawyers and promotional people are still, on one hand, they've set aside $10 billion, $10 billion to give to people who have been killed or who are dying because of the ingredients of Roundup. So they do that on one hand. On the other hand, their lawyers and their PR people are out there saying, well, there's really no proof. We're just doing this because we need to deal with the reality of all these lawsuits. Right. So how is it that you believe, this is the problem, I suppose, I don't know if problem's the right word, but the reality of lawyers, and I don't mean to make a blanket statement, but you know what I'm saying about lawyers, and promotional people as well. They don't have to tell you the truth. They're not interested in the truth. They're just interested in winning. Speaking of the farmer, our American Family Farmers show that I do every week, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, this week has a focus on regenerative farming practices, that sort of thing. We're all interested. This fellow who's on the program with me talks about how he's working almost single-handedly to protect the soil and to maintain and grow the value of the soil itself, not the crops, but the soil. That may seem redundant or maybe seem too deep in the weeds, but if you're really interested in what you're eating, you ought to listen to this. You ought to listen to the program every week. I do say so myself. A lot of insight into family food and the farm. It's called the American Family Farmer Show, the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand-in-hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Astrologer Laura Banks is here. My horoscope for the day, at least the generic one, says, time to stop doubting yourself. Start empowering yourself instead. So you look at my chart all the time, and you look at lots of other people's charts all the time. Isn't that one of the big problems people have?
And they would doubt happens. Doubt happens, Doug, when you don't know what you want. Doubt happens when you're not living an authentic life. You're holding back on what your true dreams and desires are. So
can you tell by looking at somebody's chart whether, in fact, that is part of their overall learning curve?
You can see someone's chart who is going to be able to manifest things easier than someone who needs to do more subliminal reprogramming to get to the goodies. Some people are just manifestors. They can go build the house. They can make the business. They can find the partner. Others are a complexity of emotions and experiences that the universe has created for this person to have, I think, deeper and more significant breakthroughs to then bring to other people. I think some are intentionally more challenged to be then leaders.
We had a discussion this week, you and I, with a fellow named Conan Milner from the Epoch Times, who wrote about the yin and the yang and balance. And we asked the question about balance as it comes to Chinese medicine and horoscopes or using astrology, the connection, because a lot of Chinese philosophy works its way into both astrology and medicine.
So, what
you want to explain? Well, explaining the connection between the two may be of value to people who do believe in astrology, but they don't believe in medicine from China or vice versa. I mean, China has at the moment, we have a bad taste in our mouth for things Chinese, even though this has nothing to do with the government. The government, the bad guys here, that's got nothing to do with astrology. Matter of fact, the government probably poo-poo astrology and Chinese medicine.
Well, the ancient culture of Chinese medicine is 3,500 years old, okay? Astrology is 5,000 years old. They have grown and worked together hand in hand. I have a girlfriend who's an acupuncturist in New York City, and she's a genius. She's brilliant. She uses heat lamps, and she finds energy points intuitively on the body. She doesn't get into food and medicine as much, but these real true healers, like Conan's wife, who's the acupuncturist, I was listening to him talk, they just know, like, psychically what goes on. And then, of course, in an astrology chart, you have Saturn, which is dry and masculine, polarizing against Venus, which is softening and fun. And without both planets, it wouldn't be anything. So we need that opposition. I've been doing a lot of studying of opposition in the chart these days. And like, we have a full moon in Pisces, September 2nd. Now, this is going to be a great time for everyone to start to really feel what they need to feel and let it be. Doug, just have whatever it is you're feeling tomorrow and don't make a judgment about it. You know, we just don't let ourselves have our feelings. Like, we're all bottled up. I can't let myself hurt or cry or laugh or, you know.
That's an interesting thing. You were talking earlier in this conversation about you were born, or you should have been born a man. I wonder, at least according to your chart.
Yes, yeah.
And so I wonder about me, because I've said for many times, we're just talking about crying and having emotions. I'm very emotive.
Yeah.
And so should I have been born a woman?
As I said that, I thought of you, and I thought that actually your life, not professionally, mind you, but just having lived a life of finding love and finding more that emotive, happy place, yes. With all the Scorpio energy, which is feminine.
Didn't hold on to it. So.
You are of a feminine nature, which does not necessarily work for a man. And then what do you do about that? Do you eat more fruits and vegetables? I don't know. You know, do you start doing things that are more masculine?
What does that mean, it doesn't work for a man?
I don't know.
I'm as masculine, any woman, not to put too fine a point on it, that I've ever been with, has always thought that I was,
Oh, you are. You're very masculine, but I'm talking about a deep energetic, like, I'm very feminine. I mean, you look at me and my face, I've got the full lips and the look, you know, the blonde hair and the whatever, the figure, but a lot of men don't like that I'm as strong as I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any woman has a problem with a sensitive man, though.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. I've had that all in my life. I've found women who are strong, and that seemed to be what appealed to me physically, emotionally, spiritually. But it doesn't stick. So that's something to work on, something to think about. We all need improvement. We all need help. That's why Laura Banks comes in so well here. Happy to have her on the program. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.